Pray with me, please. Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. You may be seated. So there's a story about a baseball great, Hall of Famer, who played in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, named Harmon Killebrew, when he was a boy. The story goes that Harmon was with his brothers, and they're outside playing in the yard with their father. And as boys do, they got pretty rough and tumble that day. And Mom comes outside to tell them that dinner is ready. And when she gets outside, she says, "Y'all need to stop tearing up the grass." To which Dad replies, "We're not raising grass. We're raising boys." Now, that story may or may not be true. Harmon died in 2011, and he never actually confirmed nor denied whether the story was true. But I think there is a fairly essential truth to be gleaned from it. It can be very easy to forget one of the most important privileges that we have as Christians, and that is raising spiritually healthy, well-adjusted, gospel-centered disciples of Jesus Christ, especially with our children. And with investing in children, as we have at St. John's Parish Church, sometimes things can get messy, not go quite as planned. Case in point, about 4 minutes ago. Sometimes things can get messy or loud or maybe even chaotic. But friends, every bit of that, every bit of that breathes the breath of life. All of the noises, all of the cries, all of the messes are the future of the church. And do you know, do you realize the most important part of that equation? They're here. They are here. That is absolutely the most important part of that equation. On a typical Sunday, the fact that we have 20 to 30 kids aged 10 and under that participate with us. There are those that come to the carpet, but there are so many more. 20 to 30 kids aged 10 and under here with us every Sunday morning. Friends, that is life-giving. It is the sound of life. It is noticeable growth. It is the future of St. John's Parish Church that the Lord is building right now. Now, each of us have indeed chosen to be here. Indeed, I would say that some of us would even say to ourselves that we have been called to be here. I hope that's the case. All for a very specific reason: to participate in the work of God through this body for the greater good. And in that, we have made a concerted decision to be here. And we make a concerted decision to be here every Sunday morning. We worship the risen Lord together. We hear the word of God read and exposited. We receive communion together. We are then commissioned to go back into the world to continue to participate in our weekly work the way that the Spirit directs us. And that work includes equipping and preparing to battle against the attacks of the enemy. Namely, through Christian education and discipleship. And this is the same for all generations of worshipers here at St. John's Parish Church. For those little children, from ages 1 to 100, it's the same. Picture it, if you will, as a cycle. It's a cycle, a continuous cycle. A cycle that begins with coming to church. It begins with being here. It begins with parents and grandparents bringing children to church too. Now, sometimes, perhaps it's the children who are the ones who are insistent on bringing the parents. And that's okay too. Nevertheless, it begins with being here, being present. That's where the cycle begins. Worshiping God together, corporately, together in unity, as I said in the very beginning this morning, is the most important thing that any of us will ever do. The cycle then continues with the hearing and the expositing of God's word through reading and preaching. The children hear a short homily here on the carpet, and then they go back to their classrooms for further fun and instruction, and God's word read and explained by a dedicated and gifted group of teachers who volunteer their time each and every Sunday morning. Pray for them especially today. Then the cycle further continues when the children rejoin the rest of us as we receive communion together. Communion is that common union. We come together shoulder to shoulder, side by side, having confessed our sins, having made peace with one another, and receive that abundant grace of God that is present in the sacrament. After communion, then, we pray the post-communion prayer for commissioning and sending us back out into the world. And throughout the week, then, we're further equipped and prepared by fellowship and discipleship and education. The cycle contains all things necessary to actively participate in and be the body of Christ. All the elements that are necessary. And friends, each one of our scripture readings today, this week, are full of the imagery and the importance of generational stewardship, generational worship, being together. Thus, the title for today's Sunday, Generational Stewardship Sunday. And I encourage you to go back and read and reread those texts this week to see the importance that Scripture itself places on the generational aspects of discipleship and the great promise of God to bring salvation through Jesus Christ. Now, of course, it is not limited to these scriptures that we read today, but it is abundantly prevalent in the scriptures that we read today. In that short passage we read from 2 Timothy chapter 1, Paul, 2 Timothy is the last letter that Paul wrote before his death. So in 2 Timothy, Paul is in this final writing, and he's giving some really great instruction to his protege, some really good final discipleship. And in that instruction, he actually, in the passage we read today, really commends Timothy's upbringing. Timothy's grandmother Lois and his mother Eunice were the faithful discipleship influence on him in his early life. It's also important to note that Paul refers to his own upbringing through his parents and the faith community that he was brought up in as well. And both of the men, both Paul and Timothy, were discipled in the Jewish faith by parents, grandparents, and other members of that faith community. Now, Eunice and Lois, Timothy's mother and grandmother, had become Christian believers along the way. Somewhere along the way, and we read about that in Acts chapter 16. When Paul came into the village of Lystra where Timothy lived, and references made to Timothy's mother, who was a Christian believer in Jesus Christ. So somewhere along the way, that faith grew. It was planted and grew and blossomed and flourished. It's imperative to know that Christian ministry always begins at home. It always begins in the home. Now, it is indeed nurtured and grows in the local church, but it begins at home. By the participation of the local church, families along with the church together can, as Paul says to Timothy, fan into flame the gift of God which is in us all, that gift of the Holy Spirit. But as we know, and as we experience, it isn't always easy. It isn't always clean, but it is always good. It is always good to invest in the future of the church. Yesterday, I got to see a glimpse into the future of the church through one particular local congregation, the parish church at Habersham, led by someone that you all know and love very well, Father Jamie Sosnowski. The parish church at Habersham is a church plant that started about 3 years ago in the midst of pandemic. Yesterday, they were able to break ground on their new permanent home, their new location, a sanctuary that will be dedicated to the glory of God and for the people of Beaufort. And in that groundbreaking ceremony, which, by the way, is a glimpse into what we'll be able to do, hopefully in the very near future, there was the great gift of life through generations of people coming together to celebrate God's glory and unity with each other. There were young children. They were running, and they were walking, and they were being held, infants. They were dashing in and out of the food tables. They were grabbing grapes and crackers with their tiny little fingers. It was beautiful. It was beautiful to see. I looked at those little ones, and I immediately saw the future of the parish church at Habersham. It's a bright future, full of the gospel, full of sacrificial love, full of grace, full of family. It's a bright future that will live on for generations. Well, today, in our Generational Stewardship Sunday, I hope you can see the same thing here at St. John's Parish Church. Certainly, it's a work in progress. It always is. But we are trying to live into the great promises of the generations for the generations through Scripture to worship, to belong, to disciple, to send, to go, and to come back for the Lord and for our community, friends, and neighbors. Generations are important here. Generations are important in our life together. In fact, I think we have more than one family present today that have four generations worshiping with us. Four generations. And I know we have many families that have three generations. And even more than that, that are two generations. But friends, let me just say that generational worship doesn't simply begin or end with generations or with blood families. We have people in our congregation today who were baptized with the body of Christ at St. John's Parish Church 90 years ago. And we have those who are baptized with the body of Christ at St. John's Parish Church within the last year. We can say the same thing for confirmation. We have those confirmed in the body of Christ at St. John's Parish Church 85 years ago. And those who are confirmed within this last year. All with the same generational covenantal promise. The promise being made by the congregation who is there witnessing the baptism or witnessing the confirmation, to do all in their power to support the candidate in their life in Christ. You've all made that promise many times. You've had that promise made on your behalf. That's a generational promise, friends. That is a generational promise that we can keep by coming together in the glory of God, by remembering the one true gospel of Jesus Christ, that he came into the world to save sinners. Not swaying to the left nor to the right, living into the great hope of the future of the church that we see before us today. This is what generational stewardship looks like. Both in blood-related families in our larger church family. And today, we look at these young people who are serving in various capacities, out of their hearts, in joy and respect to you and to the Lord. So today, when we're asking you to prayerfully consider financially pledging to St. John's Parish Church, this is what we're asking you to invest in. Invest in the future of St. John's Parish Church. Invest in what you see, these young people that you see. That's not only the future of St. John's Parish Church. That's the future of the church, the larger church. And sometimes it might be messy. Sometimes it might not always work the way that we thought it was going to work. Sometimes there might be little fingers stealing grapes and running in and out of the food lines. But the reward is a healthy, growing church full of true disciples of Jesus Christ. Friends, we're not raising grass. We're not raising grass. We're raising disciples of Christian mission for Jesus Christ. And through it all, to God be the glory forever and ever. Amen.
There is hope in grace unceasing. You withhold your wrath from me. Pour it out upon my Savior on the cross of Calvary. There is hope now for the hopeless. There is victory all can know. For the tomb lies bare and broken, and its power is overthrown. Jesus Christ, I hope forever, hope unlike the world can bring. Your steadfast love, beyond all measure, there is hope in Christ my King. There is hope for sons and daughters who have wandered on their own. Hear the songs of joy from heaven as the lost are welcomed home. Jesus Christ, my hope forever, hope unlike the world can bring. Your steadfast love, in Christ my King. Hallelujah, hope of heaven, precious treasure of my life. All my joy is in your presence. I am yours and you are mine. Hallelujah, hope of heaven, precious treasure of my life. All my joy is in your presence. I am yours and you are mine. I will wait until I see you, though the twilight turns to night.